Times Radio, 1831.
Yes, I mean, we're watching for news now. As we sit here, we're looking at the crowd outside Buckingham Palace. We've been hearing from the corresponding crowd at Balmoral Castle. There has been this sort of steadily building expectation of an announcement, perhaps, maybe very imminently, an announcement of very, very great significance indeed. I can now say you're listening to Times Radio. Buckingham Palace has announced that Her Majesty the Queen has died at the age of 96. I will bring you that news again. Buckingham Palace has announced Her Majesty the Queen, Elizabeth II, has died at the age of 96. Now, for the rest of the day, for the rest of this programme here on Times Radio, we are going to keep you updated and informed with the news of the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We'll be hearing reaction to what we are now reporting. Radio, Times Radio's Alex Dibble will now look back on her long and extraordinary life.
More than 100 million people around the world look to the Queen as their monarch. As the firstborn of the Duke and Duchess of...
1836, BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. A statement from the palace said, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon." The King...
This is Capital, it's 6:34, and now a special news report.
From Global's newsroom in London. Buckingham Palace has confirmed Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has died. She was 96 years old. Our reporter, Simon Conway, looks back at her life.
When Elizabeth Alexandra Mary was born on April the 21st, 1926...
This is Capital, and we're now joining together with the rest of Global and the team at our sister station, LBC.
Diminish the shock?
No, I think we knew what was coming when we got that statement.
This is Hart. It's 6:35. Now, a special news report.
From Global's newsroom in London. Buckingham Palace has confirmed Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II has died. She was 96 years old. Our reporter, Simon Conway, looks back at her life.
When Elizabeth Alexandra Mary...
This is Hart. We're now joining together with the rest of Global and the team at our sister station, LBC.
This is a special programme from LBC broadcasting across all of Global's radio stations. Sorry to reiterate that. It's just to be clear to you that if you're tuning into other stations, this is why you're
somebody
listening
else, you've got
to us. Apologies for interrupting you there, Peter. Do continue.
No, I was saying that we knew from 12:32 when we saw that statement that there was a sombre mood within the royal family, within the British.
Absolute Radio, 1837.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, where there's a change to our music and programming. We'll have the latest in our next news bulletin.
Absolute Radio, 1841.
Her Majesty, the Queen, Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the news in a statement. She was the second longest serving monarch in history and the longest reigning British monarch, coming to the throne in 1952. Her coronation the following year was the world's first major international event to be broadcast on television. She married Prince Philip in 1947, and they were together for over 70 years before his death in April 2021. Her Majesty became the first British monarch to celebrate a platinum jubilee, marking 70 years serving the people of the United Kingdom, the realms, and the Commonwealth. I'm Aileen O'Sullivan, Stay with us for the very latest.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Something inside so strong.
6:37. We now cross to our newsroom for some breaking news.
Her Majesty, the Queen, Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the news in a statement. She was the second longest serving monarch in history and the longest reigning British monarch, coming to the throne in 1952. Her coronation the following year was the world's first major international event to be broadcast on television. She married Prince Philip in 1947 and they were together for over 70 years before his death in April 2021. Her Majesty became the first British monarch to celebrate a platinum jubilee, marking 70 years serving the people of the United Kingdom, the realms and the Commonwealth. I'm Aileen O'Sullivan. Stay with us for the very latest.
You're listening to Greatest Hits Radio, where with great sadness, we have to announce the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. We'll bring you the very latest in our next bulletin shortly, but for now, there will be changes to our programming and music as we pay respect to Her Majesty.
The people across the UK were with Her Majesty the Queen. Sir Keir Starmer saying shortly after, similarly, that his thoughts were with...
Yes, Leila, thank you very much indeed. We'll end that interview there. That's Leila Nathu, our political correspondent.
You are listening to BBC Radio 5 Live. It is just after 6:30. We are interrupting our normal programme to bring you some very important news. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. This news just coming into us.
Yes, the palace hasn't yet given any further details of the circumstances surrounding the Queen's death. However, we are expecting a statement to be released shortly. Just to repeat that news, then, we are now interrupting our normal programming to bring you the very important news that Buckingham Palace has just announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth was 96, and her death brings to an end the longest reign in British history, spanning seven decades of immense change. Throughout that time, she was a symbol of stability and...
LBC 1833.
Nothing has happened and everything has happened. It began with the news percolating through the House of Commons in a rather unsettling way that the Queen was ill, that she was being looked after by her doctors but was comfortable. And a day after I said nothing has happened, it has now, because I have to interrupt the programme to tell you that Buckingham Palace has confirmed that the Queen has died. She was 96 years old. She died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. I said I'd lose it, and I did.
You did, but I think it's understandable. Her Majesty has been a permanent fixture in our lives since all of us were children. There will be a few people alive who predate her, but not many, and certainly not people who remember her as adults. A figure, I think, unrivaled in modern times.
Absolutely.
An Elizabethan, as you described her so accurately. An extraordinary moment, of course, it's emotional.
We knew it was coming, and it was still a heck of a shock when it actually did. We're now going to hear from LBC's Simon Conway, who looks back at her life.
When Elizabeth Alexandra Mary was born on April...
Virgin Radio 1837.
This is Virgin Radio. We interrupt this now to cross live to our newsroom.
The Queen has died. The news has been confirmed by Buckingham Palace. Her Majesty was 96 years old and had reigned for 70 years.
1837 Hits Radio.
To make you feel my love.
Across the UK, this is Hits Radio,
where we break away from our current programming to bring you breaking news from our newsroom.
Her Majesty the Queen, Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the news in a statement. She was the longest-serving monarch in history and the longest-reigning British monarch, coming to the throne in 1952. Her coronation the following year was the world's first major international event.
BBC World Service, 1832.
The US space agency NASA has revealed two new dates for the launch of its uncrewed Artemis rocket to the moon. A NASA official suggested that the 23rd and 27th of September have been marked as possible dates. BBC News.
This is the BBC in London. Buckingham Palace has made an announcement. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. To repeat, the Royal Family has delivered a statement. The Queen, who was 96, died peacefully at Balmoral, her residence in Scotland, this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. The Queen is the only monarch so many people here in the UK and around the world ever knew. She was surrounded by her four adult children, Charles, Anne, Andrew and Edward, and by one of her grandsons, Prince William. Rob Watson, our political correspondent, this moment.
I think this is an immensely somber and seminal moment, not just, I think, for British history, but for world history. Somber because she was clearly held in great affection, not just by the people of this country, but I think people around the world. And it's worth remembering, she had met thousands of them personally. She was incredibly well-travelled, and of course millions of others felt they knew her from seeing her for so many, many years. I say seminal in addition to some...
Boom Radio, 1833.
This is Boom Radio, serving the United Kingdom. We cross now to our newsroom for a newsflash.
We are sorry to bring you the news of the death of Her Majesty the Queen. The next news bulletin follows on the hour. We are now suspending our usual programmes. Just to repeat, Her Majesty the Queen has died.
1832, Kiss.
This is Tatum on Kiss. We're going to break away from our normal programme for a breaking news update from Aileen O'Sullivan.
Her Majesty the Queen, Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace has confirmed the news in a statement. She was the second longest serving monarch.
BBC Radio Scotland, 1835.
The weight of that is now on his shoulders as the nation contemplates the change.
And flags we see are being lowered at Buckingham Palace.
We'll have continuing coverage of this. Of course, we'll have a special programme coming up on BBC News across BBC News very shortly as we cover the death of Her Majesty the Queen.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
BBC Radio 2, 1836.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. A statement from the palace said, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow."
BBC Radio 4, 1832.
And Prince William flying up from RAF Northolt in an RAF plane.
Johnny, thank you. We have just had news within the last few seconds from Buckingham Palace announcing the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. She was 96 years old. This is, so far the palace has not given any further details, but this is the news that we've had, news of enormous significance for the entire country and indeed beyond our borders as well, that the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon.
Well, that is momentous news, anticipated perhaps through the day as we had that concern this morning. I'll just read that statement. The royal family tweeted the statement just 1 minute ago. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. So there we have that news. Johnny, you were just absorbing that. The nation is just absorbing that. Just tell us what happens now, Johnny, as we understand what's just happened.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Evan, we are in uncharted territory. The thoughts of many will be, of course, confused, but also will turn to immediate members of the Queen's family. And it is noticeable, of course, from the statement, the transition of power has happened immediately. The statement from Buckingham Palace refers to the King and the Queen Consort, who are at Balmoral and will return to London. The focus will gradually shift from Balmoral to London. But right now, of course, we have seen over the day the movement of members of the royal family to Balmoral, and that is where the attention of the royal family and the attention of the nation will turn. The Queen remains there, and the members of the royal family are there, and the thoughts of so many will be
indeed
with them.
Yeah. And Johnny, let's be clear, Charles is king from now. That handover occurs on the death of the previous monarch.
That happens immediately, and from this point on he is the king, and his wife, formerly the Duchess of Cornwall, is the Queen Consort. It's yet to be formally announced how he will describe himself, whether or not he will be known as King Charles III, and we'll get that information later. But yes, he is now the king, and the weight of that is now on his shoulders as the nation contemplates the change.
And flags, we see, are being lowered at Buckingham Palace.
We'll have continuing coverage of this. Of course, we'll have a special programme coming up on BBC News across BBC News very shortly as we cover the death of Her Majesty the Queen.
This is BBC News. We're interrupting our schedules for the following announcement. Buckingham Palace has announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. A statement from the palace said, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow." This is BBC News. Normal programmes have been suspended because of the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. A statement issued by Buckingham Palace a few minutes ago said, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow."
Thank you, Chris. You're listening to BBC News, broadcasting on the UK across all our networks in the UK and around the world following the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. This is Michelle Hussein with Evan Davis here in the studio. And if you're just joining us, Buckingham Palace has just announced the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. The palace's statement said that the Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and the Queen Consort, they said, will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. So that's the news that we had just in the last few minutes after several hours of reporting the public statements earlier in the day.